ledges covered in the floors, which is very, very dangerous.
You had a sort of fellow feeling with her as a child, as you could see. Elizabeth Lutyens also said that she said that somehow, I mean, Elizabeth, I gather, was a bit of a rebel herself. And she somehow felt there was a sort of sympathy there with another on Carl's part with her, almost against the adults, in a sense. You know, she was a sort of young.
I wish I could say that. I'm sure that's true, but it don't think was before that she doesn't like that now, but she was a junior. Thank you.
fact, he reported in absolutely the right way about that chariot.
Everything that
yes, I must read. I've seen that on sale in lots of bookshops, so I've never ever bought it. I must read it. Isn't that the one that was in the... Oh, yes. Yes, the second son.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. I didn't realize he wrote it. It's privately printed, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. Yeah. It must be quite rare, actually, if it's privately printed.
Yeah.
Yes. I should tell you, very much like to read.
I think I personally would have done that. The militant in any case.
much of doing evil as good may come, sort of thing.
Yes.
I feel it in a little way. But,
yes, I can see. These parties went on after we were grown up and after we were young. I could see Father dead at the table holding forth and then talking for hours after we were leaving Florence. But he escaped a good deal from his lying breath. He wouldn't come and live small.
Family has never been really very wealthy, at least since they put the bill to have it anyway. I mean, it wasn't as though there was a tremendous amount of money, even if he'd been good with money, was there?
No. For the upkeep. And then I remember another legacy of David who hadn't done the bond. And he spent a little lot. I think his family was in very, very awkward financial situation. He spent a little lot. Making a new league.
And then put presumably also money went to these various causes, didn't it? I mean, did you give money away to Over Lane's community or?
It was mainly just bad management of money than giving it away.
What a
time is absolutely the period when it's becoming difficult to keep up big houses, and when the Labour Party is beginning to get looming and all that, and seek to graduate taxation. I mean, how did he respond to all that?
I think he was at all. This is not at all inhibited. I think that the next is the, and my generation has this guilt.
Distance sprang from being an intended intellectual person,
yes,
rather than being an aristocrat, really.
Yes, I think that's because he's very shy and intellectual and out of touch with the world.
Yes, that's...
But they would all go to my little bed,
would they? Yes. When you say he had no small talk, that was really... Was that shyness or concern for serious things? Most of us sort of develop it that way. I mean, because social situations require it somewhere and there. I mean, I mean, you give the impression here that he was quite immaculate in his clothing, at least you referred to his tweed suits. What was he fussy about clothing, really?
I think it must be the day, because he thought it just...
Everybody was, sort of thing.
Everybody was. My brother, Mr. Nine, was very surprised at it. There was very great battles. And when he arrived, the country house was about to show him. Thank you.
expressed in a way. I mean, is that in fact representative?
The natural expression of the same is what
because if you are an idealist, presumably you encounter a number of disappointments in life, one way or another. It's quite natural, natural destiny to end up rather sad. Do you think that was the case with him?
I think he suffered much disappointments politically. I think it was much more, I mean, my mother suffered terribly. I think because she felt he was wasted and that he was sort of writing by a lot of there were lesser men.
I mean, the general impression you give here, then, is that he's really remarkably good parent, a remarkably sympathetic father, with, nonetheless, a private life of his own, which is separated off from you.
That's exactly.
And shall I rescue the wealthy one?
Yes,
chop it
all
in. Yes, thank you very much. Was he, and this is very well elementary question. Was he a religious person? In the Orthodox way. And did he go to Church of England, for instance, regularly?
He went to churches in the park at Midwood. His father used to cut Torquemada prospects, I suppose, to the Observer, to fit his prayer book.
And in a way, this sort of taste for natural things, and for, in a way, as for simple pleasures and so on, I wondered if that was linked to a sort of personal religion, you know, that was not orthodox, as you say.
Yes, very much.
Really, as a sort of social function rather than out of a belief of that sort.
It's hard to say because he had those beautiful words of prayer and great things. This collection of religious books.
You mentioned in your manuscript actually that he didn't have a good reading voice. Is that right? I mean, that when he read stories, they were a bit off.
This was to a little child because his voice was attuned to reading the Ring and the Book and Browning's poems. When he started reading the Three Bears, one didn't understand what he was saying.
I understand.
At a later date. Some of this think it would have been a good deal longer than he could get. He didn't do anything, the doctor said, and I think he must have decided that he would like to give his life to the poor and the ill when the time came and not ever take care of him.
Was he always looking for something new? I mean, was he interested in new things at all the time? And was he open-minded in a way?
Yes, I think so. I think the odd things were a little bit above the earth, inclined to be spiritual. He's like mine. But I remember this extraordinary kind of while I was staying up within the wall, this last wall. Tell me about him, I just don't know anything about him, really. I mean, he was a sort of child psychiatrist. I think he was a pioneer of hormonal ideas. Of children's problems and how to deal with them. Very deeply into the cause, rather than just punishing. Why?
second thing she learned all about it. That is, again, rather a modern attitude to mix up people who are abnormal in some way with the ordinary community. But,
of course, it's really very dangerous, but it wasn't a common thing. You talk to the people, if they influence the video, and their methods is getting much older. Because I think what she found was that they, of course, the proportion of
continuing interest. The little Commonwealth was again for children, deprived children in some way.
Yes.
So obviously his love was
yeah.
His love of children wasn't just, your father's love of children wasn't just confined to you, it was confined to all children.
In a way that our colleague seems caught, because it was too many times.
Oh, you bet. Yes, I find you know, all the people doing different things anyway. But it's just rather odd that, you know, you'd think he'd learn, in a sense, having a sort of various sort of frauds or bogus people he must have realised he had been taking them down again. It's surprising he doesn't become more suspicious and more sceptical as time goes on. I don't know.